In a time where unsolicited advice, opinions, and dick pics are the norm,
here's a podcast you didn't ask for,
but we're giving you anyway.
Well, actually, who asked you anyway? Mind if I jump in here real quick? No one cares. Allow me to play devil's advocate.
I don't think you know what that word
means.
This fucking guy.
This is Unsolicited.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Unsolicited Podcast. I'm your host Jack. I'm here with Tommy and Kelly, and trying to escape out the back door is Luis Castillo from a podcast that shall not be named.
Bye, fucker.
How do you get in that door? How did it lock?
I don't know.
Let me go lock that.
Wait, no, he came in, he unlocked it.
Okay, I'm gonna go lock it because you can't lock it on.
I'm gonna
go
lock it. Wait, he might be coming back to lock it now.
I'm gonna lock it.
You go lock
it. If he knocks on this door right now.
And then I'll talk. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Are those glasses or coffee mugs? Oh, they are. I don't know about that merch. You guys have good merch. I came in here and everybody was wearing a, I don't know about that hat, and they're drinking out of cunt. Oh, I don't know about that cups, and everyone's got a sweatshirt now. Is this stuff like you guys paid for this or was sent to you?
Give them what they want. I don't know. This is our merch. We just launched it. I don't know about that.com.
And new people could buy merch.
Yeah.
Is it I don't know about that.com or I don't know about that podcast.com?
I don't know about that.
And Jim's name's not on any of it?
Yeah, it's on all of
it. It's on the other side.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
There's two sides to mugs.
No, everything has the logo on it. Like there's tote bags, there's hat, there's other mugs. There's a bee cocky shirt, which is a graphic of a bunch of bees coming onto a bee in the middle.
Oh, got it.
It's nice.
There's a Goodnight Australia shirt. Got hoodies, long sleeve, short sleeve, hat.
That's cool. And what about where can you get the Unsolicited Podcast gear? You can go to Stitcher and make it yourself.
Yeah.
And buy it.
I was going to say, go buy a white Hanes t-shirt from Target and just with a Sharpie write the Unsolicited Podcast. And that's official merch.
And then if you take a picture of it, we'll post it on our Instagram page.
That's right. Puga, where can I get that?
Well, guys, how about this?
It at home.
And somebody might be like, hey, can I run your Instagram for you? And we'd be like, we really want somebody to run the Instagram for us. And then we would never follow through.
Yeah, I mean, it is dangerous because they could be a complete crazy person and put some crazy shit out there.
It's not like our social media presence is big in the first place. We would just shut down our account if anybody did that.
Right. All right. Well, if anyone wants to run our social
media
account.
No, but see, we're not gonna end up following up on it.
Why not? I don't.
I mean, you
do it.
Can. I don't want to do it.
And we haven't done it, so it's fine. It's not our thing.
Yeah. It's just.
But how do we continue to grow?
Well, then you should work the
you
Instagram.
You should do it.
No, I'll let Zach do that.
But everyone hates Zach.
They do.
Guys, I went to Retta's birthday party this weekend.
Ooh, how's Ooh. That?
Retta, the she's an actress, okay. Black lady from Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pink party. And
what does that mean? Just everything's pink?
Everything was
just
pink.
Just a bunch of vaginas.
Yeah. I think since the pandemic, she's been doing pink-demic parties. So like we all got tested before we went in and all of that stuff. And so it was funny because Scott's been invited for a few years because she was in his movie and he hasn't been able to go. And this year he's like, I shouldn't miss this again because then I won't get invited again. But he played in a tennis tournament all day on Saturday and got second place. And so I know he was like exhausted and I was exhausted because Bianca Forrestex came over the night before and we watched a movie.
In a time where unsolicited advice.
And I didn't want to go. And so we were both kind of like,
sorry,
Tommy,
a total fucking accident, I swear.
Total fucking asshole is what he is.
Let me see scrolling sound effects during your story.
So we didn't want to go. And then so we went and met Matthew Lillard, who is now my favorite celebrity ever.
Oh, cool.
Like he just had. So I met him because his group was standing like right next to us and they were taking a picture. And because I'm so tall, I was just like kind of photobombing. And one of the girls turns around. She's like, did you get in that? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm tall. I have to. And he came over and like gave me a high five and was like, yeah, that's what we do. Blah, blah, blah. And so he was like just joking back and forth with us. And then he went up to the bar to go stand in line to get a drink. And I was like, Matthew. And I turned around and Scott and I were like taking a picture. And so he like photobombed our picture. And he's like, I don't know why the fuck I just bent down. Like the whole joke was that we're all tall. Like, but just like he just exudes good fucking fun vibes, like not an ounce of pretentiousness at all. And
it's hard to be pretentious when you haven't worked in 15 years.
But he's fun. He's
I'm just saying. He may have been different back then.
I don't know what he's
actually
been in lately.
He's been in. He was just in Scream, the new Scream. He played the principal now.
I'm sure he's still working. Right. But like Raven Simone was there.
This is a good party.
What is her name from the?
It's
Angela
20 years
Kinsey.
Too late, but it's a great party.
I think it's good now.
Now I forgot everybody. But there were a lot of people that I'm like, oh, that's an actor or actress, but I don't know them by name. Like Erica Christensen was there, the girl who was in Swim Fan.
Yeah, she was in a lot of movies for a while too. She's blonde. Yeah. She was in the movie. Was it Crash? Or something like that. There's another.
Yeah, so we hung out for a little bit, and then I wanted Scott to make sure that he actually went and said hi to Retta, like, you know, get some FaceTime, and then pretty much after that we were like, all right, let's get out of here. And then on the way out, I asked the food truck. They had all this barbecued food, and I was like, is it possible to just get a grilled cheese with no meat? And he goes, no. And I go, all right, I guess I'll just go fuck myself. And the security guard just like starts cracking up. But the guy, I couldn't tell if the guy was serious or not. And so Scott was like, oh, he's not serious. And I was like, no, I think he is. And he's like, what is she, vegan? And I was like, oh my God. He was like, he was really fucking mad. And he's like, and Scott's like, no, she's a vegetarian. He's like, well, I've got jackfruit. And I was like, I kind of didn't want.
Jackfruit. When they try and pass jackfruit off as meat,
jackfruit, yeah,
it's like I don't.
They always do that. Like all these vegan, like real fancy vegan restaurants, like jackfruit tacos. I'm like, this is fucking gross.
Yep. See, I'm not really a fan of the whole barbecue flavor. Like I don't love barbecue sauce. I have to be in.
So
the
you don't
mood.
Like America?
I have to be in the mood for.
Are you
it,
not
so
American?
Like,
is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah. I mean, no, I like mayo. That's American.
That's white. That ain't American.
Well, I'm white.
Okay.
No, you're not. We don't want people to think it's an all white podcast.
Well, why couldn't you be something other than white?
Because clearly the shit that comes out of my mouth.
I mean, we went.
Oh, that's true. You can just tell by your voice that you're not white.
I mean, after the last podcast, we went to an Italian deli.
Yeah.
Oh, we did, and it was really good.
Are we gonna get food after this?
If you want, I haven't eaten in 2 days, but I gotta like, I want to try and eat something good.
Yeah, let's go get food somewhere.
Okay. Are you hungry?
Is there a Mexican place around here that's good?
There's a sit-down Mexican place. There's a fancy sit-down Mexican place. And then there's like two taco stands.
No, I don't want a taco stand.
I want to sit down.
I want to sit down.
Okay.
I don't ever really want to stand ever. All right, back to the show.
And the best part is that is that why they call them stands? Because you have to stand up while you're eating?
Probably. How high are you right now?
Just kicked in.
It's getting worse.
Oh, wow. Because, yeah, never mind. So, somebody posted in the podcast group where it was like, every episode is Kelly being like, I don't want to be here, blah, blah, blah. And then 20 minutes later, the weed kicks in and I'm just giggling my ass off being like, I'm so
podcast?
Happy to be here.
This podcast?
Yeah.
I actually was like, what are we going to talk today about? But then I'm like, yeah, I've been saying that for 3 years.
We say, yeah, no, we'll talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. I had something else too, but I can't remember it. Jack's
what
just
I, what
texting
did I do
girls.
Last weekend?
I am texting a girl, but I was going to have a rehearsal at 5:30, but I'll push it.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. If you have something to do.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I don't want to hang out with you that much.
Okay, then I won't say anything.
So you're going to go or no? You want to eat?
Yeah, so you're not going to go to dinner with us?
Holy shit. What the fuck you want me to do?
I don't know. No, I want you to make a decision. I want to know where you're...
I want you to want to come to dinner.
I did.
Right.
That's why I was going to do it conspicuously and not make a big deal about it.
Well, then,
then we were so nosy. Like, who the fuck are you texting?
Yeah,
I'm not even making eye contact with you. I could just see it out of the corner of my eye.
So important
that
you
weren't
texting.
Paying attention.
Who's so important I need to be texting during this important conversation?
Wait, so what? So are we going to go to dinner afterwards or no? It's fine. I'm fine either way. I could go directly home.
I am fine either way, too. But honestly, it's a little insulting if you just didn't even try. I mean, I would like, I actually wanted to be the one to deny going to dinner.
Deny.
What the fuck? It was like the first time you guys actually wanted to eat afterwards. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to move this.
Yeah, that's the best part, is that his whole perspective is very logical and a perfect excuse, and we're just running with it. And it's got to be frustrating for him.
And it's frustrating for the listeners. Well,
okay, so what are we doing, though? We really do need to nail this plan down.
There's a place called Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Isn't that like a chain that went out of business?
Okay, so it sounds like Acapulco's a no. I'm just naming the options.
Acapulco?
How about Acapulco?
Acapulco?
What's the other one?
It's called Frida, I think. It's at the Americana.
Ooh, the Americana, though. That seems like.
Or we do.
Yeah, I don't want to like have to park and deal with a lot of people.
You don't
and
have to park. We just can walk there, or we can do El Toro. Your family.
And then how far is the walk? This is really.
Yeah,
getting,
I don't want
to. I think I might just. You might
I
just.
I think
have
I
to,
might just go.
You
home.
Might have to text her back.
I haven't texted her yet. I haven't done anything.
I think I'll probably just go home after.
Okay.
This is so difficult. Why do we have to have Mexican? By the way, who should?
I don't know why.
We don't. It just was the first. It's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. A margarita sounds nice, but we don't have to get tacos. But also, I don't really have to go to dinner after this. I
right. What's your rehearsal? What are you rehearsing?
My music.
Okay. Well, that sounds important.
But I can bump it like an hour or so.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's up to you if you want to.
Wait,
do you guys actually want to? Because I don't want to bump it and then you guys bail when this is over.
Are you going to do it?
I don't
want to make a pack.
A pack or a pact?
Packed.
A pact for what? Depends on what the pact
like,
is.
I don't want him to send that message right now and push his rehearsal back an hour and then we bail on him.
Well, that's why I'm wondering, are we doing it?
That's what I'm fucking asking.
also, timing wise, I'm going to wind up being like
in
right
traffic.
During rush hour.
Well, that's why I suggested dinner in the first place, because
that's right.
You were complaining about the time that we were podcasting today and about how you were going to be in rush hour.
Can somebody please track how long we've been talking about this?
Yeah, you know, the recorder's on the other side of the room.
I actually think people are going to enjoy this. This is a real conversation we're having. None of this is
send a message.
Rehearsed.
Tell her we're going.
Okay, well, where do we want to go?
Where are we going to go?
I know, but it can't be something where it stresses me out.
No, I can't be stressed out either.
Wait, hold on. What will stress you out?
I want to drive somewhere with a parking lot.
We don't have to drive.
I don't want
to
walk.
How far is the walk?
Then we're going to have to drive.
Yeah. I want to drive somewhere where there's a parking lot, that there's a parking space. We're not doing street parking.
Would that be ideal as a golf cart? But I know we don't have a golf cart.
Well, we have my car.
Yeah,
we've got Jack's car. So I just want to like park by the front door and even maybe...
Right, I don't want
to
go.
Is there
to
a
like
place
a,
with an outdoor patio?
Acapulco.
All right, maybe
that's
an option.
Maybe we go to Acapulco.
How far
there's
is that?
Also Frida's, which is the fancy place, and that has an outdoor.
But is that has
fancy
like,
makes me nervous. Do I have to wear a shirt?
I know.
It's like Grove.
But are the tacos bougie?
I don't know. I've never eaten.
Yeah,
one.
No, I don't want to take
like,
chances.
Give me
like
the
that.
Basic tacos. I don't want one that has like.
Okay, well, so the only
like
place that'll
dish.
Have. Baseline tacos and we'll have a margarita is Acapulco.
Yeah, I think we should go to Acapulco. Like, why didn't you mention that in the first place?
You know, I'm sorry I held out. And actually, I'll just tell my friend we're going to go to Acapulco beforehand. For
ask
dinner.
Her if she wants to come.
Yeah, I'll just ask her.
Yeah.
Okay, great. This is a great compromise.
And that's how we make plans, guys.
And I'll probably get yelled at.
We fight for a bit. Actually,
we didn't fight.
And I'll
no,
get,
no, no.
And
I
I'll
thought
get,
that was very civil.
And I'll get yelled at when I get home for about not thinking about her and just going to eat tacos.
Yeah. No, just say the podcast went extra long.
I just won't tell her I had tacos.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't tell her half of the shit.
It's an appetizer.
Right. I'll tell her to order some shit on Postmates.
Yeah, she'll be fine with that.
More tacos from Acapulco.
Wow, that was...
All right, well, I feel like...
That felt good.
We feel like I'm in a good place right now.
Yeah. All right, should we wrap it up and go get tacos?
Let me say, I'm actually looking for messages. I know there's one, but someone's asking for a favor, and I don't want to deal with that right now. We'll see. Let's see what's happening. How do I get out of here?
I don't even know where you are.
Yeah. how do I get out of place?
I don't know what you're looking at.
I'm literally sitting across the room from you right now.
Why don't you guys say something? Why?
Well, Jack's texting.
Texting,
he's being disrespectful.
Done. I sent it. We're
gonna right. He was texting the girl.
Okay, cool. Her name's Haley, by the way.
The girl.
And she's in your band?
Haley and the girl.
How does she feel about you calling it your band?
Well, I guess if I'm talking to other people, I could go my band and I wouldn't go our band.
Yeah. Do you feel like when people say that there's two people in a
I usually say my duo.
Yeah,
my country act.
You're not really a band if it's two people.
I said my music stuff.
Me
I didn't
and my
say
partner.
Band. My partner, I can't do that.
Yeah, why?
Oh, she says sounds good. What time do you think?
I don't even know what time
it's
it 4:38.
Is 4:38. I think we started at 4:30. We would have wrapped around 5:30.
We only talked about our plans for 8 minutes?
I don't know.
That doesn't seem right.
I'll check the time.
Right, I'm going to play a voice message and when Jack gets back from checking the time. Look at him. Are you high, too?
Well,
for 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, when I was smoking on the patio in the front.
That's all it took us to do, 15 minutes to figure out where we were going. That's pretty impressive. Normally, it's like 6 or 7 hours worth of text back and forth and someone quakes.
Okay. That's because, wait, are you talking about in our group text specifically or just in group
life
text? Oh, okay, because I was going to say, it's so hard for us to make a plan in text because Jack and I will be like, hey, does 2 work tomorrow? And Jack will be like, yep. And then you'll be like,
5 hours.
So he's like, what time? And you're like, we both just said 2 p.m. And you're like, so it's 2 p.m.? And we're like, yeah, what? Yes. All the information is right. You don't even have to scroll up. It's still on the screen.
Yep.
And that's why it's hard to make plans with you.
All right. Well, that you should see
then,
when I actually.
And then you just leave in the middle of a conversation too and never confirm it for like 24 hours.
And you go, guys, seriously, when are we recording? It's like it's on you. Agree.
But we always end up doing it.
Somehow.
We do. It's true.
It's so funny, though.
All right. Here's a message from.
What is producing emails like?
Sarah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You guys, dilemma. I have my boss's dog here with me, and I need to get changed, and he doesn't like being locked out of the room, and he'll cry and scratch my doors, and I don't want him to scratch my doors. How am I going to get changed without him seeing me? I don't know if this is going to work. Help me out.
Change in front of him.
No, don't do that.
Well, then you need to come up with a good idea for her.
You got to put him outside.
Shoot him.
Yeah. Oh.
No, put him down? Whose dog is it?
I think
put a blindfold on
him. My boss's dog doesn't like to be in the room. Like
her boss's dog is a freaking creepazoid. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, maybe. Oh, he won't get in. Now he's scratching at the door to see you naked.
He's like a fiend. And he's also very needy because if like you just shut a door, it's not like, oh my God. dogs are needy.
Get like a box, just a cardboard box from Amazon and put a little bit of peanut butter at the bottom of the box. And that way he'll be looking down while you change.
Put that outside the door and just have him try to figure out the peanut butter
trap. Yeah, because he'll just be looking down, licking the peanut butter, and you can get changed really quickly. Boom.
No, because next thing you know, like people are like, would you do that if it was a baby?
What do you mean? I wouldn't put the baby in the box.
Wait,
I would not put the baby in the box
if it was a child.
For the dog to eat. What do you mean?
The dog's going to be in the box too with the peanut butter?
Wait, hold on. What are you confused by here?
If you have 100... No, you don't put the dog in the box. So there's the box, right?
How big is this box?
It could be.
It's decent.
It's actually
like a shoe box?
It's better if it's better if it's small, so that the dog's head kind of like
a shoe box. Let's just say,
yeah.
Because not everyone has a smaller box than a shoe box.
Let's just
call
it a shoe box.
We all have shoe boxes, probably.
So
I definitely think you should go this route and go through all this trouble just so your dog doesn't see you naked. But
there's a science involved. So you put a dollop of peanut butter in there.
Yep. Right. Which is like a tablespoon.
And that dog's gonna be licking until the peanut butter is gone. You've got a good minute to a minute and a half to get changed.
I think you do more. I think you do an ice cream scoop and smear it on the box.
And say you get your foot caught in your pants, like trying to get it on. You don't get him completely up and he looks up and then.
Yeah. And he gets full asshole shot. Who's more traumatized?
He gets a total red eye.
That's what I'm saying. You do it outside the door and you close the door so he won't
be he'll be distracted. Yeah.
So you're still safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think it's easier to like get metal, a sheet of metal.
Like a sheet of metal.
Arm your doors.
Right. On the bottom of the door, you're nailing like little thumbtack nails, like some pieces of metal so he can scratch all he wants and it won't ruin the door. Much quicker than getting peanut butter in a box.
I love that he thinks it's easier to get metal and attach it to your doors than fucking taking a shoebox and putting peanut butter in it.
Or put the leash on the dog and tie it to
a tree outside.
No, yeah, a tree outside, a doorknob, somewhere where he can't get to a door.
Oh,
and
so a doorknob, the thing that he's attached to?
Not the door you're in.
A different door.
A different door. If he's not going to like go and scratch at another door,
he might.
You're not
what if he's an
it,
idiot?
Why don't you lock him in the shower or something?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Or
well, but maybe she has a shower curtain and
that's all right. They're not smart animals.
but then you risk the chance of him jumping out, pulling the shower curtain down. Now you get a shower bar smacking him across the head. Yeah, now you got a dead dog. So what are you going to do with the box full of peanut butter
plus
the dead dog? Because if you're bringing the box full of peanut butter out with a dead dog, people are going to think you poisoned your dog, and then the cops are going to come. And
but at least the door isn't scratched up.
And then if you've got 100 somethings, and then what do you say to the cop?
Say he wanted to see my dick, and I didn't want him to.
Because this dog's a pervert, Your Honor.
Actually, the answer is 14.
Oh.
All right.
It is 14,
It took you
actually.
That long to figure out what I was doing?
Holy shit, it's 14.
Yeah, it's 14.
Oh, boy.
Tommy, do you get that?
I don't know. I got a message here, though. Okay.
Sometimes I feel like...
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all going well. I have just last night bought tickets to take my two sons to go see Kiss. My youngest, Lucas, hasn't been to a big concert before, but my oldest, Jonathan, who's 12, when he was 5, I took him to go see Alice Cooper and Motley Crue on their farewell tour for his very first concert. And he wasn't into the music, but he absolutely rocked out when I took him. And last night I was watching a Kiss concert, and my youngest Lucas goes, "Dad, can we go see them? That looks awesome." So I jumped online, bought tickets, and I'm taking them both to Kiss. So I guess my question is, if you had children and you wanted to take them to an awesome go fuck yourself sort of concert, where would you take them? Because, yeah, like I said, I'm a little bit, you know, different. You know, I could take them to a very childish sort of little do or something, but no, I just went.
I'm just puffing.
Nah, boys, we're going to go see Kiss, and we're all going to paint our faces, so that's going to be awesome. That's in August, just before I come over to LA in September. But, yeah, if you guys had kids and you wanted to take them to any gig you could, where would you take them? And would you rock out with your socks out? Adios, muchachos. And if you can't be good, be good at it.
Okay, bye.
I would never have kids or take them to a concert.
And I think Kiss is actually a good concert because, like, the only people going to Kiss are old people now. And it's not Kiss in their prime when they were like, I mean, you seem to be taking them to shows when they're guaranteed
has a
to be
walker.
Mullets. Yeah. And there'll be a bunch of people there in face paint, and it'll be cool. But it's more like pageantry now and some type of, it's like going to a Broadway show. Than it is like an actual rock and roll concert. But that's actually, you know, I think it's cool that parents take their kids. My parents never took me to shit. Jack's dad still takes them to concerts.
Yeah, they're coming back out.
For the Dead and Company
show? Dead and Company the day before is Chris Stapleton. I convinced them to go to that.
Right. So Jack likes to party with his folks.
I'm not a big concert person.
I love
person.
Concerts.
I like a good concert.
I just drove up to Bakersfield.
I don't like them sometimes too big. I feel like to me the bowl is too big, but it's not. It doesn't feel as intimate as some like a show that's like in the Fonda or something around here, like or the Greek, which I like. But yeah, Kelly, just too many people for you.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like,
it's an ordeal.
Yeah, it's a fucking thing, and I don't want to deal with it. But anytime anybody mentions Alice Cooper, I have to plug Supermensch. The Legend of Shep Gordon, the best documentary of all time.
One of the best documentaries by far.
So fucking good.
And what I will say is as I get older, I concerts for me, like Jack's always been like this, but like I like to be more and more prepared. Like I like to have my ticket in hand. I like to know where I'm sitting. I like to get to my seat. Like I have friends still that we talked about last time, but it's just like, yeah, I'll just figure it out. And I'm like, no, that doesn't sound fun because I want a place to put my jacket.
Every time a show comes, I go, Tom, I got an extra ticket. Do you want to go? I don't know. I don't do that pre-sale ticket stuff. I'm like, what? How do you know you're going to get in?
I know. And it's like sometimes the show gets to the end and you don't. And the stress factor
Wait,
comes
what,
in.
What's the difference with the pre-sale? It's you can't get certain
tickets?
I don't mean
pre-sale's the wrong term. Oh. He just means buying a ticket before going.
Oh,
he likes
like,
getting tickets like day of.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, anyone got an extra ticket?
But that's totally like, contrary like, to everything you just said. You're like, I like
everything.
Like
he's to. Getting better
I'm
at
getting
that.
Better. I used to be the guy who would show up. Like, I'll figure it out when I get
gotcha,
there.
Gotcha,
or day
gotcha,
of.
Okay.
But no, but I'm realizing now, I'm like, I don't do that shit. I'm like, just I buy a ticket online. I know it might be a little bit
two
more.
Two to three
I don't
months in
talk,
advance.
I don't want to talk to people
like,
when I get there.
Months in
yeah.
So, you know, it's an interesting concept.
I had Stapleton tickets for like June 11th or whatever, but it was like the date moved twice. So I've had them for like 2 years. So I can't go anymore, but I just sold them for like triple the price. So that was pretty sweet. Dang.
Good investment piece.
Oh yeah, didn't even know. I was like, I get why people buy tickets online and sell them for much more expensive later.
It is fucked though.
It's really shitty, but I get it. It's easy.
Jeff Little sent us a dad joke.
Hit me.
It says, a man walks into a doctor's office. What seems to be the problem? Asks the doctor. It's I have five penises, replies the man.
Oh, wow, that is a problem.
Blimey, says the doctor. How do your trousers fit?
Like a glove.
Like a glove. You heard that?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that one. That's pretty good.
All right. Well, that's always good to have a good dad joke.
Oh. I don't think my dad would tell that joke. Not with my mom present, at least.
Yeah, everybody's different.
I would tell that one.
Here's a message from from Dan Gleason. Hey, Unsolicited, I will try to come up with something more entertaining and not to suck the energy out of it with a list of strange word names. And no, I'm not an English teacher. Kelly for the win. I Googled the list, but I did take the time to write a long-ass message. This is the guy who we played this game last week, right?
That was a good game.
I'm looking down the barrel of 10 days off work, but I am so busy all I can think about is how the time off work will just make things worse when I get back. It's messed up. A holiday should be relaxing. So my question is, what is the best way to relax? And no crystal bullshit. I've turned a lot of blind eyes to the pseudo-scientific rants of Tommy to try and be more understanding of the other people's beliefs. But nice work, Jack, on shutting down that salt lamp purifying air rubbish last week. See? I'm stressed. I love the podcast as always. Listening to you guys always helps me zone out for an hour and change. How to relax?
Well, it sounds like we're the answer to your relaxation.
Yeah, it sounds like you just need to start from the beginning.
Like, because whenever you go on like vacation and you go somewhere, you always need like 2 days after that to actually relax, because it's like the stress of getting there and then you being there, it's sometimes not even relaxing being on.
There is a science that says a weekend getaway does not relax you. Like you need a certain amount of days in order to actually have a level of away from what it is that you do where you scientifically are, you get to a different level of stress level. And so when people are like, I go, a weekend getaway, it just helps me. Like, no, it doesn't. It's actually more stressful, but getting there and all the
making plans. Cause you're like, we have to make this trip worth it.
Right. Traveling to airports plans. and all that other book. I know, especially when I'm on vacation, I hate plans, but if you don't make them, you do nothing. And then you're like, I could have done this in my apartment, which you love.
Yeah.
But you could, when you're in a nice, beautiful place, you
but I'll usually like be out by the pool or do something like that. Like the daytime excursions are not really my thing.
I hate when they make plans that like dinner. Like if I'm hungry, I'll eat. If I'm not, we're just chilling.
You hate when people make dinner plans.
Yeah. and then have to like change.
That's the one.
Well, this
thing
is not so bad. These dinner plans were only 15 minutes ago. Like if you guys made them yesterday, I would have anxiety.
That's
all
true. These are fairly last minute dinner plans.
Yeah.
This is kind of like my speed of making dinner plans. Jackie's always like gets mad at me because she's like, "Let's go to dinner," and I'm like, "Okay, we go out," and I'm like, we can't find anywhere to go, or we can't make a decision, or everything's crowded, or like we can't get in, or we can't find a table. And then she gets mad at me for not making plans in advance.
Yeah, I just find that when I make plans in advance now, the days leading up to it, I'm dreading doing the thing because I'm like tired from something and I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't have plans that day. But I also don't, the only time I'll make spontaneous plans now is if I'm already out of the house. If I'm home and somebody's like, hey, what are you doing right now that you want to hang out? And I have to do any
so
level of getting
right
ready.
Can't
I'm not doing it. But I will say yes to a lot of spontaneous plans if I'm already out of the house.
I think getting in the car in this city has stressed me out to the point that now that like Friday, for example, my buddy Ethan calls like, yeah, I want to grab some pizza and some drink beers and stuff. It was like, only if it's walking distance from my home, like, and not too far. Like, and that's why I think I need to live in an area that's got like shit going on, because if I had to get in a car for absolutely everything.
He was just at Little Tony's a few weeks ago, which is like, I can walk there from my house. And he was telling me that they have a super late night happy hour or whatever. And I was like, I've never even fucking been there. So we need
Little Tony's.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
Well, I've been to Little Tony's. I've just never done the late night thing. I've only gone with like my nephews. So we should all do a happy hour.
I also want to go to Idle Hour.
Idle Hour is good.
It's not bad. Yeah. Pretty good. I got a good big outside backyard.
Yeah, there's a huge patio sweet. Back there. I didn't realize that. Yeah, we can do a night out in NoHo.
NoHo.
Okay, so here's a message from Anishka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Long time fan. Good morning, and thanks for waking me up, Zach. No, seriously, I need to get my ass out of bed and go to work. What are the U.S. Easter traditions apart from the religious stuff? Are hot cross buns a thing over there, over your way? Hot cross buns?
Hot okay. cross buns?
Yep. In Australia and New Zealand, buns. All shops are closed for Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Eating prawns and seafood is big time on Good Friday. Easter Sunday is for the egg hunt. Not sure what Easter Monday is for. Probably recovery day. Always, how good is a four-day... Always. Anyways, how good is a four-day weekend? Have a good one. Okay, bye. And then she sent a picture of traditional hot cross buns, which looks like a six-pack of like buns with crosses on the top of them. Each
never
one.
Heard of them.
Anyway. Yeah, we don't have them those
I've heard
here.
Of them, but...
Tradition is we hide stuff. Or my family was like, we wake up in the morning. It was like the Easter Bunny came and...
It's another commercialized holiday where people get gifts for right. some reason that we can't figure
and my,
out.
But after a while, it got ridiculous, and now I look at my nieces and nephews. I'm like, these fuckers are getting like video
they're,
games.
They're
and
getting
shit.
Like
Christmas
presents. Level yeah. amounts of gifts, and you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I
didn't get that. I wish
I was
gonna
get jelly beans and chocolate and shit.
Yeah,
in a bag
like
of,
you might get a little basket full of like dollar store stuff, but now
got,
it's like legit.
I got like a Star Wars figurine, and that's when my parents probably set the bar bad. But now these kids are like, oh, I got a Game Boy
yeah.
or whatever the fuck they're
Nintendo
using. Oh, I got a Sony.
I don't even know if Game Boys are a thing anymore. Wow.
Yeah. It
Nintendo
is,
Switch.
It's,
yeah, it's Switch.
It's
and
yeah.
or a game. It's $56. Like my whole basket and every so piece much. Of chocolate we all got together probably didn't cost $56.
Yeah, because the chocolates were left over from Halloween.
But my parents are really good. They used to like hide these things so freaking good that like everybody would get theirs and one person was left crying, you know, and it was in like it was like inside the dryer or some shit, you know.
You gotta look inside the dryer.
Yeah.
That's where I used to keep my car keys in college when I was drunk.
Our first bit of when there was Easter during the pandemic, we had all the plastic eggs for reasons I don't know. We just had them and then we hid edibles in them and we hid them all over the house. And there were two teams. One team had a treasure map drawn by one team. Another team had another treasure map and there were clues. And we see who could finish it, find all their eggs first. And we just got baked and got pizza.
You should do is actually put a piece of the chocolate in each one of them. Some of them edible, some of them not. And then you kind of collect them all, throw them in a big basket and everyone has to reach out and grab five of them. Right, and eat the chocolate no matter what it is. Either you might have five pieces of edible and be completely fucked up, or none and just be the most unhappy person while everyone else is having
fun. There you go.
Yep.
That sounds pretty good.
Pretty cool. But we don't have cross buns. And
we dye eggs and
we
then
go
we hide
to, we
eggs.
We go to church and we celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
Some do. I didn't.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about the religious part of it.
Let's see. I got a great message.
When's that Palm Ash Wednesday? Is that this week as well?
Ash Wednesday was Wednesday. Palm Sunday was last Sunday. Easter is this Sunday.
Oh, wow. I've never known what any of that stuff was.
Oh, we got a message, folks. It's a good one.
0 seconds. Cancel.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is everybody's favorite degenerate blind fuck. I'm drunk. Obviously, Kelly, here you go.
Yay.
It's not my birthday anymore, but... hold on.
Send, but 20 seconds. Send, but.
Okay.
Hold
on, there's more.
Seconds. Oh, yeah. Cancel, so, hey, Matt Peard, this for you, pal. So this guy goes into the doctor.
You sent a 22-second audio message.
And says, doctor, I don't know what's wrong. Doctor goes, what's going on? He goes, my dick is orange. Every time I wake up in the morning... And the doctor goes, well, what do you do every night? And he goes, I don't know. I just watch porn and eat Cheetos. There you go, pal.
In true unsolicited fashion, we have two doctor jokes.
Two doctor jokes. That were not planned.
That's why I said, oh, when he first started, because I was like, oh, they're doing a fucking prank on us again where they're all going to call in and tell the same joke. But... They didn't.
I'm just waiting for someone to call up and go, you know what's a great Mexican place? Acapulco.
Oh, that would blow my fucking mind.
That would blow my mind.
Tell Haley to do it. I'm looking at the Acapulco menu right now.
Are you? Okay.
I'm so hungry.
Caroline Duffy sent a message that I don't think I have a normal voicemail. Here's a question, though. What's the worst date y'all have been on? Because I've been on some really bad dates recently. And I keep thinking, saying that this, she should go out with Jack or Luis.
She doesn't even live on this side of the country.
I know, but that's better off for everybody.
God, you're like you're like everyone's parent. They're just like, you're the same age. Date each other.
Are you guys the same age?
I think about, probably.
Right. Anyway, bad dates. Everyone, how many? I've been on a couple of them.
I've been on a shit ton of just mediocre dates. None that are just like disasters.
I don't remember. You're right. I don't remember ever being like, I got to get out of here. Somebody call me and I'll make it.
Except for when you shit the bed.
Yeah, except when you shit the bed.
you guys choose to remember what you want.
What do you mean?
That's the story.
You shit in the bed and you pinned it on her by leaving.
But it wasn't a date. We've known each other for a while.
We were just fucking.
It has nothing to do with any of this story. It has nothing to do with my dating life. Kelly's been on a ton of bad dates, right?
No. I mean, I haven't gone on a bunch of dates. Like, I've never been, like, a dater.
She just has bad things happen to her.
Yeah, like, it's like the, yeah, I have a lot of bad things happen to me, but also a lot of, like, the weird Tinder conversations. But it takes me a long time to decide that I'm going to meet somebody. So by that time, I'm not going to have that, like, random bad date type of thing. And the majority of the dates I've been on with have been with people that I'm actually, like, dating.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever, when's the last time that you got, either of you have been on like a date from someone you met in person at an event or a party, and then you guys got the old fashioned, oh yeah, cool. Listen, you want to go out sometime and give me your number? And like, when that wasn't Tinder related or Bumble or any of that stuff. Has it been a while?
When I was living in Long Beach was the last time.
Been a while.
Well, but that's because I don't really like most of my friends that I would do social stuff with are down there. So it's like when I moved up here, I wasn't like going to bars or doing any of that stuff up here. And I wasn't really dating much at all. But the two guys that I've dated since I've moved here from Long Beach have both been online.
Mm-hmm. Mine was October 2020. It's when things were just starting to like lift.
Yeah. That's
like like that was like that lasted a
there
month.
Was a window.
There was a window and I did a show and met someone and we got coffee, I think like the next week.
Oh yeah. I remember that one.
That's the disaster, not the disaster coffee date, but we went to one coffee place. It was closed. Then I went to another coffee place that was nearby. I think I was like, I've heard good things about this place. And it was just a coffee wholesale place that just sells machines. But then they made
so
us
you guys
coffee.
Basically sat in a coffee machine.
Yeah, but they made us coffee, which was nice. But
they made us work too.
We had to clean the machine.
You had to open it and charge it and find. Then you had to go and buy coffee to put it.
Yeah. I feel like Acapulco's even tried to get a little too fancy. Like they've got queso, and I was like, ooh, queso, and it's like with shrimp and spinach.
It's actually awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I can't imagine.
Do you dip your chips in
cheese? Yeah. It looks like they come with fucking little pieces of bread, which makes no sense. Why wouldn't it be? Oh, it's warm ciabatta bread. Ooh.
Wait, what?
It's
that sounds new.
Okay, well, we're going to get that.
Okay.
We got a message.
Hello, degenerate fuck family. Hey, guys, I saw this on Instagram. It's a great TV idea for Tommy to produce. So it's 11 gay guys going to a house. One of them is straight. They compete each week in challenges and all sorts of shit. Then at the end of the week, one of them gets voted out. If they get to the end and the one straight guy gets voted out, whoever's left gets $1 million. If the straight guy makes it to the end, he gets $1 million. But here's the thing. No one in the house is actually gay. So we spend 11 weeks watching 11 straight guys try to prove to each other that they're gayer than each other. I think it's a win. Bye. Yeah.
I kind of got lost in it, but I kind of came back at the end and figured it out.
Yeah, I did too, but that'd be funny.
That's good.
Yeah, Tommy, get on that. Get on that in Bay of Pigs. Yeah.
And Egg Me the Miserable Bitch.
Egg Me the Miserable Bitch.
Cartoon series. Oh, boy.
Oh, Egg
Me. Fuck, I forgot about Egg Me. Egg Me has a rough life.
Let's see what else. I don't know if I'm allowed to be back on my most recent Airbnb stay. Okay. I'm looking at a picture. Someone said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back to my this place I stayed for an Airbnb. And it looks like a review. that he wrote, and it says, "Thanks for the stay. My only negative would have been that I was only left with 30% of a roll of toilet paper for my entire stay. I get that these are tough times and toilet paper is in high demand. However, as a lactose intolerant person who quite awfully accidentally consumes milk products, this could have ended in disaster. In saying this, it was great of you to leave those extra hand towels as they work to treat, a bit of water, rinse, and repeat."
Oh, Tommy really likes that one.
That's Jack.
No, but you could tell you had a passionate, quiet laugh.
Yeah, I had a smile laugh.
Yeah, you kind of like lost your breath a little bit, jerked back. Because you were thinking about it. Yeah, you had to close your eyes. You were imagining
like,
it.
It's kind of like the old joke when someone's like, "Oh, we were robbed. Someone rummaged through my place." And then like they took your camera. And then a couple months later, you get back and you think you're all done with. And you get your pictures developed. And there's like a picture with someone with their toothbrush up your ass. And you've been like washing your face with those towels for weeks and months. Or using that toothbrush that you didn't know.
That'd be fucking gross.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, those hand towels. Rest in peace,
tall paper.
I'm hungry. Look, we can do it short. We can cut it.
Yeah. Hey, gang. Here's another one. Jennifer Shaver. "Hey, gang. Zach is active, so I'm assuming you're recording. Just wanted you to know how much I love the show and you guys. This podcast is a highlight of my week, and it helps get me through the tough times when all I want to do is give up. I'm not a super active participant. I'm not as funny as the rest of all the degenerate fucks. But I've been a listener since day one, and lots of love from Ontario, Canada, Kelly's least favorite place on earth."
No, it's not. Trust me. I had a bad time there, but it's definitely not the worst place on earth.
Is Ontario a state? It's a state, right?
It's
Isn't that where Toronto's in Ontario?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like Toronto.
Yeah, I didn't have a great experience.
In the summer.
I had some good experiences there, but there are definitely fucking way, way worse places.
Like a message from Ben here. Well, thank you for that message. That was really nice to hear.
Who was that from?
that was from Jennifer Shaver.
Oh, what's
but
up,
it's
Jennifer?
Really weird to think that we can make anyone not have a bad day.
I know. You would think it would get worse.
Right. You think like, this is what I've come down to. I'm listening to these three losers talk.
Hit rock bottom.
Right. I've definitely hit rock bottom and this is entertaining to me. Here's from Ben.
"Hello, it's Ben from Australia, guys. How's everyone going? More of a question about advice this week, specifically from Tommy. Recently I got married and I want to keep the wife happy, so if you've got any advice that I can implement to achieve it, it would be greatly appreciated. Okay, catch you later. By the way, Zach, you suck."
Wayne 100 Mark, bye. What is it? What do I say sometimes? 1-800?
1800 Mark.
1800 Mark.
1-800-MARK.
You know what? You're already losing in this marriage if you're trying to keep make her happy. No, I'm kidding. They just got married, so I'm pretty sure that that's never gonna get. She'll never get more happier than at this moment.
Jesus Christ!
Right, you work your way up to it.
Coming
my wife
from a guy
married.
Been married only
I don't.
A couple
I don't
months.
Think
Six
the.
Months.
I don't
Six
think
months,
the marriage is supposed to be the top of the hill.
Well, I think if you get to that point, it's like it's pretty good.
Yeah,
and then
but
it's like
the, it's
like,
supposed great. To get better as you grow what older and learn more about each other. You should love your person more 10 years after your wedding day than you do on your wedding.
Oh,
day.
I absolutely do. I mean, I definitely love her more because she puts
she's
up with my
not
shit.
Happier.
She's just not happier in general, but it has nothing to do with me, because I'm the best husband and everything. But I will say there is a tough, like right when you get done with the wedding, it's like the realization hits like, oh shit, you know, this is my person. And then you have all the little housekeeping bullshit. Like, okay, well we both have Netflix accounts. Yeah. So someone has to like give up theirs and we're going to get like a bank account. Like it's a pain in the ass to figure all that shit out. And we're still in the process of like, we both have car insurance. We're paying separately.
But you guys have been living together for years.
Yeah, but we weren't sharing those general things together.
Netflix?
We paid rent. No, Netflix, yeah. But like I have Netflix, she got, or I have Netflix, she's got Apple TV, I have Hulu, she has this. Like You should put it all in one place. But what I find happening is that every time I try and make things cheaper for both of us, it only becomes more expensive for me. Because I'm like, oh, put it all in my account, and then you split it, and then I never get... You know what I mean? Like, it's, you're supposed to combine things, and life's supposed to get cheaper.
No, it's what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
Is she Jacqueline Caprio now?
No.
Okay.
I think she wants to be. It's a cooler name.
Why? No. Dang. Why didn't she do it?
No, I'm kidding. She's always wanted to. I think we just—it's relatively new, and I think she's still got to, like, for a woman, they, once they establish a name, and it's like all of a sudden she just shows up as Jacqueline Caprio and everything. Like, it's one thing if you like—is
she legally Caprio or she's just still Mar Fuji?
Legally still Mar Fuji.
Okay.
I haven't even got my first of all. I haven't got my wedding pictures. 6 months later, I haven't got my.
You haven't gotten them yet?
No, you don't. It's crazy because they take forever.
How?
And plus, our photographers are complete.
Once I get my pictures
and I everything's paid for and I get everything I want and the videos and everything, because she has like 26 weeks, up to 25 weeks or something. But once I get all that stuff, I'm basically going to try and ruin this woman's life. I want to crush her, make sure she never works again. That's our goal. I'm gonna post. I'm going to have every one of you. I'm going to give you where to go, and you guys will give her bad reviews, and then call her or not. Wait, just
okay. You're gonna have to tell us over tacos.
And ruin her. We want to ruin her, but I know she doesn't listen to this podcast. But we'll get to that point.
I think I bumped into Jackie right after some big blow up with the photographer, and she was in a bad spot. Like,
yeah, she just
want to go to the dance floor.
Just sucked. Yeah. So anyway, take some time. I'm getting really fucking hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving.
All right, we could.
How we doing?
We can wrap it up in 5 minutes.
We don't need to hit a certain time. They'll understand. We're fucking hungry. Guys, Tommy hasn't eaten in 2 days, and I haven't eaten yet today.
I've only had four donuts.
And it's 5:09 p.m.
By the way, Jaywin sends us a picture of the guy who got busted for child molestation that he grew up with or something and put us with him. That's not
good. Oh, that's fantastic.
Why are we there?
And then there's this guy. I don't know who that guy is, but it's Jack. And the
Nice. Yeah.
What do you mean you know who that guy is? That's the big dick guy, idiot.
I know who that guy is, the guy in the middle.
It's the same guy.
All right. Well, no, that's not the same guy. They look completely different. This is not good podcasting when you're talking about something visual.
Well, let's talk about our plans again then. We should hang up right now and go get food.
Okay.
All right.
So real quick, though, Candy Cap had two questions. One, how's Lawyer Cop? I need to know what's going on in his life. So Lawyer Cop, if you're there, we need to hear from you. And two, what the fuck happened to Sara? Love you, Poopity Scoops, 1800 mark by. Oh, God, isn't that amazing? She wrote 1800 mark by.
Oh, nice. She, like,
we're
going
to check in with the Lawyer Cop. I'll get a hold of him. And
Yeah, wait, how did she type out 1800?
Yeah.
The words.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. So that's good. That would be a good...
Because that would be like, you just misread it.
That would be... You know, like the crochet artwork, if you had 1800 mark by written out in words, that would be good for like the bathroom.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're doing a big poopy and then you flush it, you go 1800 mark by.
If you're taking that much time in a public toilet bowl where you can just be like, oh, 1800 mark by, let me give this a call. And that's like that should be our number. For call for the show.
Yeah, shit, we'll have to figure out getting that phone number. That might be worth paying for.
Yeah.
1-800 mark by.
Yeah.
Is that too many letters?
No, it's perfect amount.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know how you get into 1-800 number, but
you do. I used to have one. 1-800 two morons, remember?
No, it was 1-866.
I thought it was 1-833 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
You just have to pay more for a 1-800 number. They're more expensive.
How could we possibly afford more than $45 a month on a number that nobody calls? Like the 1-800 number is $100 a month. We're like sold.
Yes. 1-800-MARK-BY. Just we could say, give us a call. 1-800-MARK-BY.
I think we would have to, for business purposes, make that all of our like. Per business cell.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like it's a party line. Hello.
Unsolicited enterprises.
Yeah.
It's just for me, Jack. You have to hang up.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's the party line.
All right.
I think
it's good. 1-800
mark. I think everyone can find Jack at jackhackett.com and everyone can find Kelly Blackheart at Kelly at Kelly Blackheart on everything. You can find me at Walking with Tommy on Instagram. You can also leave us a message at theunsolicitedpod@gmail.com. And follow us on all social media platforms, The Unsolicited 3. I think that's it. I should probably go and try and figure out how to turn this turn the music on that says goodbye.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting the appetizer sampler thing.
If I haven't eaten 2 days, should I really take a risk and eat something heavy?
I don't think it's going to be that heavy. Okay, bye.